This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast, what is quickly becoming a listener favorite, and that is our Saturday shows. Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
I sent you a voice note the other day that somebody said listening to the Saturday shows were like now their new favorite thing.
I know. It made me so happy to hear.
I think it's nice to just switch up the vibe. And because they're a little bit more relaxed, people are seeing more of both of our personalities. And I think that's just fun. It's fun for us, too.
Yeah,
it's just a nice little breakup of the day. And last week we were like, are we going to remember this?
Yeah,
we are. So first, if you did not listen to last Saturday's episode, make sure you do, because we announced the four winners of our four big 600 episode giveaways, and not everybody has claimed their prize yet, right?
That's right. We're waiting on one.
Okay, cool. So you have until June 15th to email Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at primalpotential.com to claim your prize. So definitely take a look at that. But then I was like, I really kind of like this whole giveaway thing. Let's do it every week.
Yeah, it's really fun.
So we are doing it every single week. We did not forget. The ways that you can enter for this giveaway we'll do every week, and the prize will shift based on the week and what's going on and what we have on hand and what just gets us excited. We reserve the right to change things up all the time. But this week, well, first let me tell you how you can win. There's three different ways that you can be entered to win our every Saturday listener giveaway. Way number one is leaving a rating and review of the Primal Potential podcast in iTunes. And if you don't know how to do that, because it can be a little tricky, I'll be the first one to admit that, go over to the show notes, primalpotential.com/609, and there's like a little how-to on leaving a review. So you can leave a review of the podcast in iTunes, or you can leave a review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon. That is way number two. Way number three is posting on Facebook or Instagram, same kind of structure that we did for the episode 600 giveaway, sharing something you've learned or an episode that you love. Just make sure to tag me there so that we know and can count your entry. And every single Saturday, we're going to do a giveaway. So this time, it is somebody who left a 5-star review of the podcast. Can you see it enough to read what the review says, Sarah? Right at the top. It's a little screenshot.
I can. Let's see. The new Q&A is fun to listen to. You and Sarah have great energy. Aw, thank you. I love that I can get questions answered. And I've been listening for about 6 months now and have had monumental shifts in my thinking. I live for today in the moment because that is where the magic happens. Thank you for what you do.
Isn't that the sweetest?
That's really nice.
So that is Joanne W12. Joanne W12 for your review in iTunes of the podcast. Thank you. Thank you. And we love that you've had monumental shifts in your thinking, because honestly, when we change the way we think, we change everything. We can't change our patterns over the long term without changing how we think. Because when we think the same old way we've always thought, we choose the same old things we've always chosen before. So Joanne W12, we think you're great. And if you email Sarah at primalpotential.com, we are going to send you a box of Four Sigmatics turmeric latte. You tried that.
Yeah, it's so good.
It is so good, and it's like creamy but not heavy.
Yeah, I was just going to say smooth.
Yeah, super smooth. And don't drink it right before you go on a date, because the turmeric will totally make your tongue yellow, and that might be kind of like a red flag or a yellow flag, really. But otherwise,
speaking
it is so
from
good.
Experience?
No.
Okay.
No. But I have noticed that I drink it and then I'm like, oh, my mouth is yellow. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really glad I'm not going out with somebody. I mean, I am going out with somebody, but he doesn't care if my lips are yellow.
Yeah, he knows you now.
Yeah, he doesn't care. So, yeah, we're going to hook you up with a box of the Four Sigmatic turmeric latte packets. So we were just talking about my vacation, me and you. You're asking, we were doing our sound check, like, when I'm leaving.
Yes.
Which is Monday, so less than a week. And I'm totally bringing these with me because I hate hotel coffee. Mm. Hotel coffee sucks. But it comes in these travel packets, so you just mix it with warm water. For Sigmatic is a new show sponsor. And what they do is they take really high quality organic coffee that's been tested to be free from things like mycotoxins and different things like that. And then they add therapeutic mushrooms. But you don't taste mushrooms. I hate mushrooms. Do you like mushrooms?
I do.
Yeah, I don't. But there are therapeutic mushrooms that help with things like focus, energy, concentration, brain health, and they put it in their coffee products, which I totally love. So Joanne W12, you are the winner this week. But for the rest of you, if you want to give a try to Four Sigmatic, you can go to F-O-U-R. It's not the numeral four. It's spelled out FOURSigmatic.com/primal, or just use the coupon code primal. That'll save you 15%. I use their ground coffee every single day. That's what I've switched to for when I make my big pot of coffee, but I also travel with their travel packets, and they have the regular just dark roast coffee in the travel packets, and also the turmeric latte. They have an ashwagandha one for calming and kind of relaxation, which is cool because coffee can sometimes give you a little bit of a buzz. But anyway, that's the scoop. We'll link it up in the show notes. Joanne W12, make sure you email Sarah to claim your prize and we will get it out to you. Remember, we're doing this every single Saturday. So if you want to win something that we love, whether it is those energy sticks we were talking about in episode 600, we got a lot of messages about that. I'm obsessed.
I am too. I have one with me today.
So I drink water before I have coffee, and I've been having one of those before I have coffee, and then I have another one in the afternoon instead of my afternoon coffee.
Look,
because I really love coffee, and Sarah's here with me most days. I'm usually sipping on coffee, but I try really hard not to have it in the afternoon because I have trouble sleeping when I do. So anyway, those have been hugely popular. Maybe we'll give those away in a couple weeks.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So we've got questions. Make sure you enter to win. Review the podcast in iTunes or Chasing Cupcakes in Amazon, or just share something you've learned or loved from the podcast. Make sure to tag me so that we can count your post as an entry to win. Let's dive into questions.
Okay. We're sticking with the coffee theme here. With the bulletproof coffee, does it matter if it's decaf or regular?
So let's take just a second, get everybody on the same page about bulletproof coffee. We haven't talked about that in a while. I did a couple episodes way back when on bulletproof coffee, as well as a very detailed blog post on the do's and don'ts of bulletproof coffee. If that is a new phrase to you, essentially what we're talking about is taking black coffee and mixing it with butter and either coconut oil or MCT oil. It is in lieu of a meal for most people, because obviously when you add butter and oil to something, you're getting kind of a heavy dose of energy in the form of calories. I used to drink it a lot. I don't as much anymore. The reason I stopped is because, as with all things, they change. It used to really satisfy my hunger. It doesn't anymore. And I used to be hungry when I woke up in the morning. I'm usually not now. So it's a great option for a lot of people. It was a great option for me for a long time. That's what we're talking about when we talk about bulletproof coffee. If you want to learn more about it, the do's and the don'ts, what if I do this? What if I add this? What if, you know, can I put sweetener in it? All of that stuff is covered in that do's and don'ts post. I'll link to that in the show notes. You can find it at primalpotential.com/609. Does it matter if it's decaf or regular? No, it does not.
You just mentioned this, but the same person had asked about the MCT oil. They just bought it and they wondered if this is what you'd like to use.
So when you're making bulletproof coffee, there are a million different variations, but kind of the like true way to make it, what is really intended when people say bulletproof coffee, butter, right, is ingredient number one, coffee, obviously. So coffee, butter, and then either MCT oil or coconut oil. So coconut oil, the primary form of fat in coconut oil is going to be MCTs, or medium chain triglycerides. But there's also a collection of some other things in there as well. When you use MCT oil, you are just getting the medium chain triglycerides. So you're not getting some of the other types of fat that you would find in the more whole product. It's kind of like a purified product to use MCT oil. The reason that I personally use MCT oil instead of coconut oil is that I don't really like coconut flavor, certainly not in my coffee. Now, there are more refined coconut oils that are flavorless, but just for ease for me, I would use MCT oil. So I don't drink it anymore, but when I did, yes, I used MCT oil.
All right. This question is in regards to podcast app and your particular episodes. So they're trying to find a specific episode and they're having trouble getting it to load. Like, for example, they wanted to listen to episode one, and when they were in the Primal Potential podcast, they clicked on the episode tab and then typed one in the search box, but it didn't bring up that one specifically.
Yeah.
But then several others with one in the title.
So episode one is 001. That's why. Kind of when you're learning how to start a podcast, if you Google it, which is exactly how I figured out how to start a podcast, they say use 3-digit episode numbers just for consistency. Of course, I mean, I never thought that I'd get to like say a 4-digit number, like 1,000, but I think we'll get there. So if you're looking for episode one, just type the 3-digit number. So that would be 001. If you were looking for episode, 24, type 024. That was the typical naming convention that I've used. Or you can, iTunes limits to like the last 100 episodes. So some people are like, I want to go back to the beginning, but iTunes won't let me. You can go through the website, primalpotential.com, because all the episodes are there and able to be listened to in full there. Or other podcast apps like Stitcher and Spotify, you can go all the way back. But iTunes does have a weird limiting function.
All right, we're going back to food here. This listener likes to buy the carton of egg whites and wondered if there's any importance in getting the full value from the whole egg versus just the egg whites.
For sure. So egg whites are going to be pure protein. The yolk is going to be mostly fat. And the yolk also has a lot of nutrients in it, a lot of vitamins and minerals in the yolk that are not in the white. So if it all depends on what you are looking for. If you are putting egg whites in something because you need more protein, then that's totally fine. If you are looking for a more whole food approach to eating, or you're looking for nutrient density, go with the yolk. There's a great book by Liz Wolf called Eat the Yolks. I'll link to that in the show notes because that's a really good one. I'm making myself a note right now. But yeah, it comes down to what you're looking for. Straight protein, go with whites. General nutrient density, eat the yolks.
That. All right, we're switching over to motivation here. How do I get it and keep it? This person says they struggle with low moods and feels like they're walking around in circles most of the time.
So here's the deal with motivation, and we talk about this a lot. It is a very important concept no matter what the change you want to make is, whether you want to start a business, whether you want to get out of debt, you want to lose weight. Motivation is a factor, and so many people misunderstand it, which is why I've probably done 60 episodes on motivation, I would say. It's not this thing that we get and then get to keep. If I could have you shift your perspective on motivation, it would be from this notion of like, I lost it, I had it and now it's gone, to I have the ability to create motivation every single day. If we don't do that, then we won't feel motivated. But don't have the expectation that you are either like, it was dawned upon you this morning and you're feeling super motivated, or, oh, it's one of those days that I'm not motivated. It is on us to create motivation every single day. And typically, when I talk about motivation, I refer to a really powerful concept that I read about in Brendon Burchard's book called The Motivation Manifesto. The Motivation Manifesto. I will link to it in the show notes. But basically, the way he describes motivation is having three phases, and he equates it to fire. If you light a match, how long? I mean, seriously, like we have candles all over the place here. If we lit a match right now, Sarah, like what's going to happen to it as soon as we light it?
It's going to glow.
And then what? Like 2 seconds later?
It's going to keep glowing.
But it doesn't, the match doesn't burn forever.
Correct.
In a matter of, I would say, I wish I could reach the matches right now. Go get the matches.
I was going to say, can I?
Yeah. You, I don't think you can reach them, but you can take your headset off for a second. Top drawer in the kitchen. Like, we, I want to actually do this and see how long it will burn. Because what we overlook is that, nope, this side, other side by the stove. Yeah. Box. You see it? All right. So if we light a match, that is like the spark of motivation, right? That is the spark. I literally have a box of 250 matches in my hand. I have one that I'm about to strike. This is how people experience motivation. It's not there and then it's right there and it's hot and we can see it. And it's whether we listen to a song that creates that spark, or we saw a quote, or we listen to a podcast. But if we just let it sit there and glow, well, how long is that going to last? If I light this right now, how long will it stay before it burns out? Max. Certainly not a minute.
No.
I mean, maybe 15 seconds.
If there's any firefighters listening, I wish you knew Elizabeth's address.
All right, I'm lighting it right now. There we go. We have fire. I love the smell of that.
Me too.
But we're maybe 3 seconds in. There's no way. It's burning down. It's maybe a third of the way down right now. It is going to fizzle out in less than a minute. Right? It's gone.
Gone.
That was maybe 12 seconds. That is the spark of motivation. Now, if I had done something to it, it would have grown. We have to act on it in order for that flame to stay, certainly in order for that flame to grow. So the way that Brendon Burchard explains this in his book is that there are three phases of motivation. There is the spark, then there is sustaining, and then there is amplifying. And most people struggle with motivation because they only rely on that spark phase. It was here and now it's gone. I don't have it. But like a fire, it's going to disappear unless you act on it, unless you build it, unless you participate and do something. If you leave it to its own, it is going to fizzle out. Now, how to get motivated is going to be different for every single person. Some people are super motivated by quotes or songs. My sister is one of those people who is really energized by music. And so she can use a song to get that spark, like lighting a match, right? But then it's going to fizzle unless she does something with it. Motivation is something we have to create. How can you show up in your life in a way today that creates motivation? Whether that, and it's going to be dependent on your goal too, right? Maybe for you, it is creating a financial plan. This month, this is what I'm going to do. Today, what I'm going to do is this. Maybe if it's related to weight loss, you're going to get really clear on how you can take care of yourself in a way that at the end of the day, you feel really encouraged. You've created some momentum. But if you just, I was super motivated when I listened to the podcast, but today I'm not. Yeah, that's because you struck the match and in a matter of seconds or minutes, it's gone. You have to be involved in the process. You have to take action to sustain it. You have to create that motivation and create it again and create it again. We had a huge bonfire here over the weekend with me, my boyfriend, and a couple of his uncles. And they spent probably 40 minutes building the base of that fire. And then every 20 minutes all day long, they were adding to it, adding to it, adding to it. And even then, the next day, is there a fire? No. If you want a fire, you got to build it again. And motivation is the same way. So yeah, I'm surprised. I thought that match would have lasted a little longer.
I know, me too.
I didn't wave it around. I was just holding it straight up. 10 seconds max.
Gone.
Yeah. All right, next.
So what is the first step? How do I commit to this lifestyle change without being overwhelmed?
Overwhelm is such a fascinating thing to me that I believe we can free ourselves from in a moment through our perspective. And I've been talking about this a lot with my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients, because we're in, as we record this, we're in week 8.
Yes.
Yeah, we're in week 8 right now. And what a couple people have said is like, there's all of these tools and I've learned so much, and because we have a different challenge every single week and we have this hub called Solution Central and there's daily coaching audios, I have all of these tools and I'm overwhelmed by them. And I said, look, if you had a barn full of tools, right? If you had if you had a whole garage full of every tool ever made, would you walk in there and go, oh my gosh, how am I possibly going to use all of these today? I don't know where to start. No, you would go to the barn to check out your tools when you had a task in mind. You know, going in there, I need to change a light bulb, or I need to, you know, take the door off the hinges. And the tool that you would use is a function of what you need to do. And so we were talking about how in the day you're in, for the objective you choose for yourself, what tool do you need for that objective? And in fact, I got a message this morning about that because we were just talking about it on Sunday. We have a live coaching webinar every Sunday night. And I gave that analogy of like, guys, you walk into the garage full of tools, not like, oh my gosh, how am I going to use all of these today? You just realize that you use the tool you need for the moment you're in, for what you're doing. And the same is true in life. Somebody emailed me and they said, the tool shed analogy from this week was so a million O's helpful to me. This is what I loved. Ready? It says, I pictured myself opening up my iPhone. And when I do, I don't freak out going, OMG, I have 50 apps on my phone. What am I going to do? What am I going to use? I just pick the one that best suits my task at hand. And then I use a different one for a different task. Or if I go to Facebook, and then I decide, well, instead of using Facebook to comment, I'm going to call this friend, or I'm going to use my phone app and I'm going to text them. Huge perspective change on how to use all the tools that I'm picking up along this 12 weeks to transformation journey. And I was like,
I love that.
Right? Because when we're overwhelmed, we're thinking about all the things instead of the moment we're in. So how do you get started? What is the first step? Is just very simply, how do I win the moment I'm in? And if the moment you're in requires that you focus without distraction on the work task you're doing, or if the moment that you're in gives you the opportunity to say no to sugar or no to a second alcoholic beverage or whatever it is, no to spending money you don't need to spend, win the moment you're in. How do you commit without being overwhelmed is by focusing on mastering the moment you're in, which is why we come back to that like every day. In the 12 weeks to transformation. Doesn't matter what happened yesterday. Doesn't matter about the long term. We commit moment by moment, choice by choice, and that eliminates overwhelm.
What steps does it take to you for you to believe you can win this battle?
Kind of the same thing, right? First, I was about to go to winning the moment you're in, but before that, like, first, don't see it as a battle. Because there's one team. If you see it as like you versus you, the you want to be versus the you've been, there's a loser. And that's not real. It's just the construct you've developed in your mind. But there are no teams. It's just you. And you win. You win when you make a great choice. You win when you create progress towards your goal. There's not this battle. Don't see it that way. Somebody brought this up on the coaching webinar the other night in the 12 weeks. They said something like, you know, food has always been like a companion to me and something that I've turned to fill the time. But now that my kids are gone out of the house, like I feel like I have to break up with food that's been this constant companion. And I'm like, no, it's not a breakup. It's a makeup. It's about having a great relationship versus ending the relationship or battling in any way. So to me, you win when you realize it's not a battle. You win when you realize you're just on your own side, taking it one moment at a time, and you focus on winning the moment you're in. You get out of the past and rehashing the problem. You don't distract yourself with the future. You just win the moment you're in. And that is really the essence of like how we use the identity journal to really train our attention. How do I win the moment I'm in?
This reader, this listener is reading Chasing Cupcakes. And I know. And they know there's got to be a better way of changing beyond willpower.
Yeah, willpower is like hot to talk about, you know, like I'm so tough. I have so much willpower. But I think it reflects this like battling mindset, right? that I have to fight against these urges versus how do I just take care of myself? You know, in this moment, it doesn't require that much willpower if you're really just focused on the moment that you're in. It's not, I'm stronger than this cookie. It's just, how can I win this moment? You know, knowing that it doesn't mean I'm never going to have a cookie again. It doesn't mean that cookies are bad. And you can replace cookie with alcohol, with spending money, with, you know, taking that step to build a business, whatever the change is. To me, it's less about this idea of white knuckling it. And since this person's reading Chasing Cupcakes, there's a whole chapter on how white knuckles are red flags. That if you feel like it's just gritting your teeth and pushing through, there's an easier way. And I believe that change becomes dramatically easier when we just relax a little bit and we don't take it so freaking seriously and we realize we don't have to fight against ourselves and we're looking to do something for ourselves, not against ourselves. To me, the biggest shift here is just chill out. And focusing on winning the moment you're in, knowing that if you want to have a cookie tomorrow, we can tackle that tomorrow. But for today, how do you win this moment that you're in?
Last question here. How do I maintain my motivation?
You just choose it again and again. I would love for you to shift away from this idea of like, I get it and I keep it, to I create it. It's kind of like, okay, Sarah, you and I are both in romantic relationships and we talk about it all the time. You don't fall in love and then keep it, right? You create it again and again and again and again. And if you think that because I had it once, it's just going to stay, you're screwed. Because connecting with somebody, loving somebody, being in love with somebody is just a choice you make over and over and over and over again. And the more frequently you make it, the better the relationship is, right? Like if you fall in love and then you don't recreate it and take it to the next level and choose it again and intentionally pursue it, you flatlined. And the same thing is true in motivation or momentum or consistency or energy or enthusiasm. Instead of how do I maintain my motivation, I would love to see somebody ask, what will I do today to create motivation? Connection. If you're not feeling connected to your loved one, instead of like, what happened? What can I do to create that connection today? And that can be applied to yourself too. How will I build trust with myself today? How will I keep my promises today? Every single choice is a chance, and we don't get, it's not a level we reach like, oh, I'm just a motivated person now. We create it. We choose it. Again and again, looking at yourself and saying, today, what will I do to increase my motivation? Some of the things that I do to create motivation, one is journaling, right? It's just a huge way for me to get my head in the right place about what I want and what I can do about it. The other thing that I do is I really seek out people in my life who are doing great big things, things that are bigger than the things I'm doing. And that encourages and inspires me. And it's one of the ways that I create motivation. I think exercise, moving, sweating, pushing your body outside of your comfort zone. For me, those are ways that I create motivation. Eating a really healthy, delicious meal when I don't feel like it, that helps me create motivation. Yeah. Do you do anything in particular to like create motivation if you're feeling like, I'm not motivated?
I usually try to focus on how I'm going to feel after I do that thing.
Yeah.
Like whether that's just feeling accomplished or more energized, yeah, or happier or whatever the case may be. Yeah.
So what are some of those specific things that you would be like, okay, if I do this, I'm going to feel more motivated afterwards?
Go for a run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like clean up the kitchen.
Totally. Cleaning out the car, the kitchen, folding laundry. It's like just a kickstart.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you feel more in control and more capable. And it's those little tiny things. I've said that about my kitchen a million times. Like if I'm feeling overwhelmed or like funky, frumpy, cleaning the kitchen is a great first step. Super great. Yeah. I love that. All right, guys, I want to let you know before we go, first of all, remember to enter to win because we are doing weekly giveaways on every Saturday show. We will also link to how you can enter to win, review on iTunes, review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon, posting on Instagram or Facebook. Every single time you do one of those things, that's a separate entry to win. We pull random numbers every single week. To Joanne W12, make sure to email Sarah to collect your prize. And we'd love to hear your questions. You can go to primalpotential.com/inbox to share them. Last thing, for the next few weeks, I am doing free coaching for everybody on the wait list for the spring 12 weeks to transformation. Essentially, every week I'm sharing a coaching video totally free with folks who are on the wait list for the summer 12 weeks to transformation. And I'm doing that so that before registration opens, I can get to know you and your needs. You can get to know me and my style so that when registration opens, because spots are limited, you have a really good sense on if it is the right fit for you. So to get on the wait list, go to primalpotential.com/transform or just go to the show notes page for today's episode, primalpotential.com/609, and the link will be there as well. You doing anything fun this weekend?
I am moving this month. So packing, cleaning. Moving.
Where are you moving?
I'm moving to a town adjacent to where I am now.
Why are you moving?
I am moving in with my significant other.
Oh.
Yeah. Big step here.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Super exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
And you're going to like decorate?
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Yes. Yeah, he can do the manly renovation stuff and I'll do the pretty decorating things.
I love that.
That's my plan anyway.
That's so exciting.
We'll see. Yeah.
I'm going to be getting ready to go to Bermuda.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah. Are you going to be posting photos and such when you're down there?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, you know what I was also thinking too is I want to be really committed to posting everything I eat and drink while I'm there because sometimes traveling and making great choices can feel impossible.
Especially when you're on vacation. It's not like you're working.
Yeah. Right. And I am just determined because I hate feeling I've been on so many vacations where I just feel crappy and like disgusting and heavy and like not fun.
Yeah.
Flitty, whatever. So I just want to feel really good.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be relaxing and I don't feel relaxed when I'm like drinking too much or eating too much and it's all inclusive. So and for those of you that don't know, and Sarah can attest to this, my boyfriend and I don't have the same like lifestyle habits. He drinks a lot more than I do, which is not saying much about his drinking because I just drink very little and like very infrequently. But like when I think all inclusive, I'm like it doesn't mean alcohol to me, even though alcohol is like free when you know what I mean.
Yes.
But he'll drink a lot.
Yep.
And I won't. And like that's totally fine mm-hmm. for me. But I just want to like share what that looks like because I'll drink for sure. I just won't like drink a lot.
Yeah.
Like if I have one drink a day, like that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I want to really especially share like what I'm eating and drinking just to give people, you know, obviously if you want to go on vacation and like go crazy. That's fine. It just makes me feel like crap.
Yeah.
So I just want to provide visibility there. I'll be sharing that on my Instagram stories. You can find me on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton. But yeah, we'll see you next Saturday. So thanks for asking your questions. Send them. We love this. Isn't this fun?
Keep them coming.
Yeah, for sure. All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Remember, every choice is a chance.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.